there's a discussion by many mishpachas, by the Seder, are we going to be able to make chatzais, eat out the chaymer before chatzais? For many mishpachas, it's no problem. For many, it's a struggle. For some, it's a discussion and it stops there. For some, it's a distant dream bordering on absurdity. So let's look at... you're asking me everything? Let's look at the sugya. Let's look at the sugya, understand it, study. The emphasis is that this shaila is not negayah specifically to afikomen per se, but negayah to matzah. But I would assume, making a hanacha, that for most, the matzah that we eat at the beginning, the mitzi matzah, is well before chatzis. And the discussion is going to be negayah mostly for afikomen. If it's not, wait till the end. Hopefully we'll get there. We'll mention something about it. So we need to look into two shailas. Number one is, what's the inyan of chatzais? Well, Pesach, what's the halacha about chatzais? Why are we makbid on chatzais? And what is the afikomen about? Why are we eating matzah twice? Once by mitzi matzah and once at the end by afikomen. What's going on? We'll start with chatzais. The sugya and brachas daf tes, where the Gemara brings a brisa, machlekes Rav Akiva and Rav Elazar ben Azaria, had a darsha in the psukim. Not get into that. But la'alacha, machlekes about the Karban Pesach. Rav Akiva holds the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach could be eaten the entire night. Rav Elazar ben Azaria holds the Karban Pesach needs to be eaten only until chatzais. After chatzais, it becomes nicer. It's also machlekes Rav Eliezer and Rav Yeshua. Rav Eliezer is like Rav Elazar ben Azaria until chatzais. Rav Yeshua is like Rav Akiva, call alive. Gemara Pesachim Kuf Chaf of Bay says, this is not only machlekes about the Karban Pesach, it's machlekes also about the matzah. Now, if you're blessed by Nazario, you are not yotzei matzah after chatzis. Okay. Fine. So who do we paskin like in this shiloh? L'chayra, apidake psach, we should follow Rabbi Akiva. Halachak Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi, one person, we keep against Rabbi Nazario. And Rabbi Shua against Rabbi Eliezer, who is going like Rabbi Shua against Rabbi Eliezer, they both say mitzvah like kol laila. We should lechayra al pi pure dark yapsak go like the shita of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shua paskin mitzvah of Pesach and matzah is kol. And Azay paskin the Rambam both in halachas karban Pesach parak tezvav and halachas karban matzah parak vav mitzvah say kol laila. And according to that, we have nothing to worry about, unless you go like those four chachamim who went into Arnei. But, okay. But, so Lamaisa, according to that, again, we should have nothing to worry about, and we could stop talking right now. But, not so fast, because Tosfos, the Rosh, in Perek Avi Pesachim, are Mesupik, if we paskin like Rav Akiva and Rav Yeshua in this case, because there are a number of Stam Mishnayos around Shas, over here in Avi Pesachim, in Ezu Mekayman, in Brachas, that are Mashma, like Rav Elazar ben Azaria, that the mitzvah is only until Chatzais. Stam Mishnah would indicate L'chayr D'Alacha is like a Stam Mishnah, like Rav Elazar ben Azaria. Tosfos Mesupik, it's not so pashut. There is another Stam Mishnah in Megillah, Mashma like Rav Akiva. It's not clear. Tosfos, again, Navi Pesachim, the Rosh is Mesupik. The Rosh brings away in the time was Chayshish L'Hachmir. He was Makdik in his Afikomen before Chatzis. Tosfos Mesupik is Megillah, and Tosfos in Zvachim go so far to Paskin Bevadei Machriah like Rav Elazar ben Azaria. La halacha, you are not yotze according to that after chatzis eating. So that is the sugya of chatzis in a nutshell. Machlekes tanoim and machlekes rishayim at a paskin. The Rambam says kol laila like Rav Akiva. The Rosh tastes on the Mesupik and tastes in two other places. Goes lahedya like Rav Elazar ben Azaria. Okay, that's for the sugya of chatzis. Okay, now what about afikomen? What is this afikomen business? Why do we eat matzah once after the Haggadah, after the Kesheni, we wash, we make our mitzi, al chiyas matzah, we eat matzah, and then again have another kizayas matzah at the end of the Suda. What's going on? So l'chayr, it seems, what I found were three shitas. The shita of the Rashbam, the shita of the Rambam, and the shita of the Rosh. Rashbam has a fascinating shita, that b'zman ha-bayis, the Karban Pesach was eaten at the very end of the Suda. Because halacha is the Karban Pesach should be eaten ala seiva, when a person is full. So a person is supposed to eat the Karban Pesach at the very end of the Suda. And the Korban Pesach Rosh Bamol needs to be eaten b'kricha, k'irich Pesach Matzah Umar, that's Rosh Bam Shita, not so Pasha, that's Rosh Bam Shita. He's passing like one Shita to the Tanan and learning that Machlekes in a specific way, but he learned that the Korban Pesach was eaten Pesach Matzah Umar with Matzah, and that was eaten all the way at the end of the Suda. So the Rashbam holds that the Pesach and the Matzah's mitzvah were eaten at the end of the Suda. And then the Mishnah says, "Ein maftirin achar Pesach afikaymen," which means that after you ate the Pesach and the Matzah as well, you should not eat anything else because you want the taste of the Pesach to remain in your mouth. The Gemara says also, "In maftirin achar matzah afikaymen," which means even bizman hazeh, that we don't have a Pesach. But the matzah's mitzvah, if the shita is the matzah at the end of the suda, like it always was, bizman habayis, and you're not supposed to eat anything else after the matzah because you don't want to lose the time of the matzah. The Gemara says. Interestingly, the word afikaymen does not refer to the matzah that we're eating. The word afikaymen refers to what you shouldn't eat after the matzah. But Lamaisa, we decided to call the matzah that afikaymen. It's really a little bit incorrect based on the lashon of the sugya, but whatever it is, what's with the term everyone uses, that's what we're going to use. Just pointing out. So nachmo, the matzah's mitzvah and the Korban Pesach, the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach was eaten at the end of the suda together with the matzah. That's the matzah's mitzvah. You shouldn't eat something else after that to lose the time. Okay, and then this is even bizmanas. That's the shita of the Rashbam, and that's the idea of the matzah mitzvah. Now, you might wonder, if the matzah mitzvah is eaten at the end, how can we make an ala chilas matzah at the beginning of the suda? If that's just not the matzah mitzvah, that's just time to make hamaitzi. Rashbam deals with this question. Ayin chum, sugya daf kuf tasvav, taisvis over there. It's complicated, but we're not going to get into that. But the Rashbam, if you're wondering that, the Rashbam deals with the question. Okay, so that is the shita of the Rashbam. So according to the shita of the Rashbam, the matzah that we eat at the end of the suda is the matzah's mitzvah, or mekayim the deraisa with, and we shouldn't eat anything else after that, not to lose it. That's Rashbam. Rashi himself, Rashi also holds that way, mashma that way over there beforeish, and also that peivav is mashma that way. Rashi goes this way as well. The Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion says, l'fizeh, a person should have in mind when he makes his bracha al achilas matzah, that should go on that mekayim as well, because the l'fizeh Rashbam, the matzah's mitzvah is actually the matzah that you're eating at that. Okay, fine. The Rambam disagrees with the very hanocha of the Rashbam. Rambam holds that even bizman habayis, the Korban Pesach was not eaten at the end of the suda. Korban Pesach was eaten at the beginning of the suda. It had to be eaten ala seiva. It doesn't mean it has to be when you're completely full. It just means you can't be hungry. So it was eaten at the beginning of the suda, the Korban Pesach, as was the matzah. So it obviously is not because eaten together with the Korban Pesach at the end, because Korban Pesach was eaten at the beginning. So what's the halacha of imaftir nachar pesach imaftir nachar matzah afikaymen? The halacha is to take an additional kazayis pesach and an additional kazayis matzah, eat those, and let that be the last thing you're eating so you should retain the time in your mouth. But the matzah is zikr, not the matzah's mitzvah. The matzah needs, is obviously the matzah's mitzvah. That's the beginning of the suda when you make an halachilas matzah.
Why
does
it need
a kazayis? That's a good question. I was wondering. Right, it's a good question. If it's just, Rabbi Blatt is asking, if it's just today to take the time, so then have a little bite, why do you need a kazayis? The Rambam is before you should need a kazayis, but it's a good question. Okay, this is, I don't have a different way to learn the Rambam.
It has to be the time of the achila, otherwise you can just rub it in your mouth.
Maybe, I hear. Okay. Kopanim, that's the halacha, lefi the Rambam. So again, the matzah's mitzvah was at the beginning, you have to eat an additional kazayis matzah at the end, and that should be the last thing to retain the time. Okay, that's so far the Rashbam and the Rambam. The Rosh. Rosh is made of mixas to the Rashbam, but he doesn't go all the way. He holds him to Rosh, but the Rashbam says that the Korban Pesach was eaten at the end. It was eaten at the end, it should be ala seiva. And to be ala seiva, it should be the last thing that you eat. But he does not agree to the Rashbam that the matzah at the end is the matzah's mitzvah. He holds that the matzah that we eat at the end is a zecher to the Korban Pesach that was eaten then. That's the shita of the Rosh. So again, so we eat a piece of matzah as a zecher to the Korban Pesach, and then we don't eat anything else after that to retain the time. So it comes out just interesting in the Lundis. Lefi the Rashbam and the Rosh, The idea of means you're eating the Pesach and the matzah then anyway, either it's because the matzah is mitzvah or because zeicher le Pesach, and the halacha is a negative. Don't eat anything else after. But see, the Rambam, the halacha is eat another piece of the Karban Pesach and another piece of the matzah, and that should be the last thing. But it's not just a negative, don't eat anything else. You really ate a lot of things after the first achilah of the Pesach and the matzah, but eat another piece at the very end, and that should be the last thing. But not just in the lungs. Okay, so now what comes out like this? Feed the Rashbam, the Shiloh of, if you hold like the Rashbam, that the matzah at the end is the matzah's mitzvah, and you're concerned about chatzais, it's a Shiloh chamura mo'ed. Because mamash is Shiloh in the Zerais. Because this matzah, according to Rashbam, is the matzah's mitzvah, even yetzah, your chiv, by Eretz, it's the matzah. According to Rashbam, you're not yetzah after chatzais. Plus you're going to lose the Raisa. Rashbam, I don't know if Rashbam himself passing like Rashbam, or Rabbi Kippah, but it's a Shiloh chamura mo'ed.
First
achilas
matzah is not
achilas matzah. It's l'chayr nash just to make hamayti to start a suda, but it's not the mitzvah.
But you did it.
If you did it here, but I'm saying the tzur of the way here. Yeah, saying practically for us, if we were having mecham for the mitzvah and atanami here, but the way Chazal shtel levek should be according to the Rashbam is not that way. So here, so. Akoponim, that's l'fid Rashbam. It could be a serious shayla. L'fid the Rambam. There's no room for the Shalom B'chla. Because you were yet to the mitzvah of matzah previously. So there's no discussion at all. And the chari, the extra halacha to eat a new piece of matzah at the end of the suda doesn't need to be before chatzai. That's not the matzah's mitzvah. That's a separate halacha, a new halacha to eat a piece of matzah. There's no reason, the chari, why that should need to be before chatzai. Because it's, I mean, I don't think, it's not, I'll be pashas, you were yet already. I don't think that that's a kiyum of your matzah, yet already.
Let's just
what?
And
again, the karbesa becomes nicer, but that's because matzah doesn't have kedusha. Matzah's not carbon. Matzah's just bread. I hear, but that's just because that's not because the mitzvah of achilas pesach. That's because you're yet to the mitzvah of achilas pesach. That's because anything after that is going
to
be nicer.
So tomorrow doesn't have to be in the morning also.
That's claiming.
I hear.
Akoponim, it's certainly certainly not as. Certainly not as severe as in the Rashbam. And in the Rash, it will be a question of it's a Zeicher l'Pesach. If it's not the Zman Achilas Pesach, then it's the wrong time to make a Zeicher l'Pesach. So it will be a question, it could be Yotzei, could you make a Zeicher l'Pesach after Chatzais if it's not the Zman Achilas Pesach? That will be the Shach. Okay. So, but again, like I mentioned, the Rambam himself, anyway, Pesach is like Rabbi Kiva, not like Zman Azariah, if you have the whole life, so you have the whole night. So look at the Rambam, if you go like the Rambam, there's no... I would have thought there's no room for the Shiloh, and he himself paskins like Rav Akiva, so we're good to go. In the that is that the Shulchan Aruch seems to learn like the Rosh. He says in the Shulchan Aruch, it's Zecher to the Pesach that was eaten then al Saiva, which is like the Rosh. And he himself, the Mechaber, does not say that a person needs to be makbet eat for Chatzais. But the Beisayisiv, he does sound that way, and the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch Tav Ayin does not sound that way, but the Ramah says that a person should eat Afi Kaimen before Chatzais. The Ramah adds that if anyone's in the mood of Chumras, when I personally saw this once, not in the Ramah, I saw this in the Ran, I was actually surprised, I didn't know it was before the Ramah, that the person should also say Hallel before Chatzais. Now, I don't know anyone who actually... Is I never heard anyone trying to be makbet on that, but it is a frama that a person should be nizar to say halal before chatzis. They bring this from Iran and from a Rashba in the Sefer Brachos. The Goyim says that the real akbada of the Ramah is not halal, but the real akbada of the Ramah is the dalat kaisis, and because the fourth kais is you drink the fourth kais after halal. So then you have to be able to say how before chatzais to be able to drink the last kais before chatzais. That's the gun. The gun explains, and he brings a raya that the kaises need to be ala seder, which means that they need to be together with the mitzvah salayla. The mitzvah salayla, if you hold like Rabbi Isaiah, go only until chatzais. So the fourth kais is until chatzais. The emes is that the ritva also in his pirush on the Haggadah is mefurish. So if you're Rabbi Isaiah, you would have to. Say halal and have the last place before chatzais. Okay, the Bir Halacha brings from Rishayim, which is a Rush, that even if you do hold like Rabbi Kiva, there is a in Beit Mitzvah Sekalayel, but there's a mitzvah lahachik as Adam and Aver has made a siyag that you should only eat matzah until Chatzais. That's what the Rosh says. Rabbi Halacha brings it. Even if we do like Rabbi Akiva, there, if you want to be machmer, there is a reason to lahachik as Adam and Aver to eat it, that machmer to eat it before Chatzais. The Rambam, like I mentioned before, who passes like Rabbi Akiva, does not bring this. And it's not brought in the Braisa where Rabbi Akiva says Zalacha. But the Rosh says this. Now, the emphasis is very, again, that same piece of Ritzor I mentioned a minute ago on the Spirit Shandah Agaz, it says L'cheir like this Rosh, that there's in it to be Machmer, even L'fri Rabbi Akiva, to eat it before Chatzais. And he says, why didn't the Tana mention it? I think he means Rabbi Akiva, or whatever, he's not sure exactly what he's referring to by the Tana. Why didn't he mention this Indian to Machlas Adam and Aveir? He said he didn't want people to rush their Haggadah too much because they'll be nervous that maybe it's ready Chatzais. So we didn't go heavy on the Lachkas Adam and Aveir because we didn't want people to be in too much of a rush. But Be'etzim, it sounds like he's saying it would be right to be Machmir on that. Okay? But that no move. Yeah, Rosh Lechatchil, yes. Rosh Lechatchil, yes. Fine. Now, the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan both say a very important halacha that, like some people mentioned before, if it is a challenge for somebody to get to Maitzi Matzah before Chatzais, by Chatzais, and if somebody actually misses Chatzais before Maitzi Matzah, he has to eat Matzah without a bracha. He should not say a bracha of Al-Khilas Matzah after Chatzais because the Sabbath bracha is lahakal. I'm like to show him how we paskin. So that is the that's the Be'er Halacha. Now we have to wonder. We mentioned this machlekes is Rabbi Akiva was Ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar Ben Yeshua, right? And we say in the Agada, the Ma'isa of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, Rabbi Tarfon, said in the wrong order. The words Musum of Nebrak, Musum of Yisrael, Olitzi Alayla, Shabbat Tamidim, Amalam, Rabbi Sinu Gizma, Kirish Malshakas. You have to imagine first of all what that Seder was like. Talk about fighting about Chatzais. You had the four Bali Dover sitting right there at the table together. But it is interesting if the mitzvahs are only supposed to be up until Chatzais, so then what was going on the fear of Eliezer and of Elazar ben Azariah the entire night? You have to wonder. I saw many different shatim. I don't know. None of them got me excited. So you could look them up on your own. It is interesting, just mentioning, that the Ben HaChacham asks his question, and respond to him, take him all the way till the end, and maybe I'll be Josh, you could explain what we're trying to tell him, is that it's not just about learning the halacha, it's about understanding what the mitzvahs halayla are supposed to mean to us, and not only what's supposed to mean to us, but we should walk away with the tam pesach, the tam matzah, the finu. Hold on to the time, the Amuna, and in that the Pesach and the Matzah are supposed to give to us, walk out of the Seder with that, with the time Matzah, the time Pesach in our mouths. We should be Zeicha to Yimikayim, learn and Yimikayim the Alakas in Maftirin after our Pesach. If you can. Yeah.